This dignified Italianate police station house at 19 Elizabeth Street was built in 1881 to bring law and order to the bloody Sixth Ward. If this building looks familiar, it's because the police department's house architect, Sergeant Nathaniel Bush, was designing all of them during the late 1800s, a period of rapid growth of the constabulary. The facade features five bay windows capped by Baroque pediments. Four pilasters rise to the height of the four stories, sectioning the facade and providing verticality. On either side of the entrance stairs are two cast iron gas lamps, identifying this as a police station. The original station had 28 cells with water closets and coal stoves, with separate sections for men and women. The station was heated by coal up until the 1980s, when the aging building was finally modernized and renovated. Much of the interior detailing is gone, but beautifully carved oak staircases survive, along with a few other touches of the original design. Fans of Barty Miller will want to stick their heads in the door for a look at a classic police precinct reception area, dutifully manned by the officers on shift. This station house was built at a time in the late 1800s when there were only about 2,000 police officers serving the entire city. In fact, for many years after independence and up until the mid-1800s, the city had a very modest and unprofessional police force of a few hundred men, mainly night watchmen. In those days, New Yorkers accepted a remarkable degree of unchallenged lawlessness in the streets, and especially here in the slums of Five Points, where violence, riots, and vice were rampant. In 1845, New York became the first American city to adopt a full-time police force that could prevent crime as well as respond to it. By 1910, the force had grown to 10,000. Today, the NYPD is the largest police force in the United States, with 40,000 uniformed officers. There's a touching tribute to the role this station house played during 9/11 in a glass case in front of the entrance door. It reads, "On September 11, 2001, 23 courageous NYPD officers, putting the safety of others before their own, went to the burning towers of the World Trade Center to aid their fellow New Yorkers. They never returned. Their actions exemplify all that is good about mankind, and especially about the NYPD. From here, continue north on Elizabeth Street, a short way to Canal. Turn right on Canal and walk down one block to Bowery. Cross over to the other side of the intersection and our next stop, the Manhattan Bridge Arch and Colonnade.